This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
8:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Jeremy Kahn will be back tomorrow, but right now joining us from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, he is Ryan Ripken. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning, fellas?
Doing all well, right, man. Listen, I got asked this question last night. Mm-hmm. This question has been all over social media and now on the national baseball shows.
Listen about the rain?
Do you feel like maybe the Orioles should have intentionally walked Bobby Witt Jr. in the sixth inning?
No. No, I think this is kind of my philosophy with it. Two things. One, your ace was dominant. He was also putting away the guy that ended up having the big hit, right? And that's just part of baseball. I love the your best versus my best mentality. And I'll throw this part out here, too, just because of how the game was going. I wouldn't have been surprised if Bobby Witt Jr. was put on. And the two guys that actually steal bags on their team, that actually make things happen, have 30-plus bags, Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. So in my mind, look, I think that you got to live with the result. Yeah. And I trust Corbin Burns. I mean, how could you not trust Corbin yesterday with what he was doing? You know, Bobby Witt Jr. then gets a cutter, gets it just off enough off the towards the end of the bat, and it finds a hole. Right? So I'm cool. I'll live with it. And if you had told me Kansas City got that one run, I'd say the Orioles probably won the game, right? That's the part there. And the reality is the Orioles and their superstars had more opportunities throughout the game. Kansas City's one superstar came through with their one moment, and unfortunately Baltimore had multiple opportunities, but they didn't execute and get the big hit. And to me, that's the bigger thing right there. But I got no problem with Corbin pitching to Bobby.
And for the record, that was our opinions, both Ed and mine, during the show as well.
Burns pitches to everybody. He's a true ace. He pitches to everybody. One of the things that people did, again, this is the frustration with games like this. They don't score any. Your pitcher throws a diamond, a beauty, and they lose. So people are now reaching, and the reach of the day for a lot of people is, why weren't we bunting to move people over? My question is, do you agree with that? And do people really – I don't see a lot of people bunt anymore, or at least effectively. So is that something that's been a bit of a lost art?
Oh, it's definitely a lost art. The game's changed so much in that regard where not everyone can do it. You know, coming up through the system, you know, not just – this isn't the Orioles system, just in general, that type of execution consistently – hasn't been worked on as much, right? The game philosophy is now, oh, hey, you know, you get on, try to move a runner over, but how you move a runner over, try to put it in the gap. You know, the small ball techniques aren't as prevalent as they used to be. You know, but I will say this. Despite that, whether people want to question it, it truly goes back. If we look at the game here. You know, you got first, was it first and third, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, first and third, one out. You got two cracks at getting the guy in from third base. And so McCann and then Gunner. And then you don't get that opportunity. Then in the eighth inning, you got Tony Tater's up with the tying run on second base. Then the ninth inning, you got Adley Rutschman on after Ryan Ahern works a great at bat. Now, granted, that pitch was low to Adley for strike three. To me, it's still just how the umpire was. It's too close to take,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, like, you have guys that I know that they've had their struggles at points of time, but you have the guys that you want up. And to me, that's really, if you're not going to play the small ball game, and that's like it's a choice, you had the guys you wanted up, and you just didn't come through. So that's how I look at it, but I definitely do miss that element. But to the point, I think it's just because it's just not as seen in this game, and maybe that changes in the future. Maybe that's a different philosophy in 2025.
Ryan Ripken joins us from Baltimore's Baseball Tonight. Ryan, the organization has lost 9 consecutive playoff games, meaning these guys don't know about that, although they've lost, 4 consecutive playoff games right now. Is that something that you think is kind of getting in their heads a little bit, that they've yet this Oreo club right here has yet to win a postseason game?
Well, the fans certainly remember, right?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
people are getting all deja vu, especially with Kansas City, you know, being the team that they played, and people I remember back in when the Royals and the O's played in the playoffs last.
Yeah, they started this streak.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but one thing, you know, I won't say. Right now that it's an issue at this moment, but I'll tell you what, the longer goes to win a game in the postseason, the more you have that thought in the back of your mind of when are we going to get over this hump, right? So it might not be at the forefront, but in the back of your mind, you know, it's like, you know, how do we break through, right? And in this case, you know, quite frankly, this was very similar to Game 1 against Texas last year, you know, where Bradish pitched well, pulled early. It's a different story, but pulled early, and then you didn't find a way. So it's just that if the O's don't win today, that is going to be something that's going to have to stick with the guys all offseason. And it's the reason why I bring this memory up, I was with the Nationals organization, you know, to start my career. And the Nationals, when I got over there, they were one of the best teams in baseball. You know, and I got to talk to Jason Worth on my own show about, hey, like, you guys were one of the best teams each year, but you guys couldn't get that playoff victory, that series win. And you could feel it in the organization. So I think that will happen. If the Orioles can't win this series, there will be more pressure and stress to get over that hump. And that pressure and stress doesn't ultimately lead to success. It can lead to more anxious times, and that's something that we're definitely starting to feel, at least in the Birdland community.
Yeah, for sure. Moving to today's game, I hope the bats aren't as cold, obviously, but just looking at it, you know, the game today and who's, you know, facing off, you got Seth Lugo and Zach Eflin. And Eflin, I love the acquisition, total confidence in him. But Lugo is having the best year of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him well with the Mets. You know, I grew up as a Mets fan when I was a kid. I remember him, and he's pitching much better than he ever did. Who's got the advantage today, us or them?
Yeah. I think it's pretty dead even again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Look, and by the way, like, you know what everyone was saying, Cole Reagans is nasty.
Yes,
like,
he,
you know,
oh, absolutely.
That dude is a problem. And I don't think people realize, too, you know, he was the guy that Texas gave up last year to get Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And Reagans is fifth in all baseball in strikeouts. You know, he's got a 3.14 ERA and 223 punchies. Dude, the dude's going to be a problem and a big part of the Royals moving forward. Now, for Lugo, he's arguably one of the best, if not the best, offseason acquisition, right? Unbelievable. No one saw it coming, and he's pitching with a lot of confidence. Is he beatable? Yeah. But I think we're going to see a lot of what we saw yesterday. You know, I think you know, I hope in this case, you know, F1's the guy that can complement what Burns did yesterday. But I think you're going to see that runs are going to be at a premium, right? You know, and that's something that you got to prepare for.
Yeah.
And you just are going to have to scratch and claw. You know, the Orioles, the thing is, you have seen Lugo, you have seen these teams before, the Royals. You just got to, I think for the Orioles, I just would like to see them work ahead. I think the longer the game goes on without the O's getting a run, I think that pressure is going to build, you know, and that's what it felt like yesterday. I'm sitting to myself going, man, you can scratch one early, because once you fall behind, that stress just mounts at this moment in time. So I think it's going to be for a premium. I hope I'm wrong. It's probably going to be like 9-8, though, you know, or 15 runs scored, but it just feels like these guys, the pitching matchups are going to be favored.
You know, it's funny. You talk about Reagans. I pulled Mullins up in his locker yesterday. He had two hits. And I said, well, yes, what made him so tough? He said, fastball control, and he was filleting it all over the strike zone. He was just putting it wherever he wanted to put it. So, yeah, he was the guy that had a couple of hits off him, still complimentary of him. Brian,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, good point.
Ryan, thanks a lot, my man.
I was going to say he's a stud.
He is an absolute stud. No doubt. Baltimore baseball tonight again today?
Yeah, we'll be down there, I think, like 2-4, and hopefully, you know, hey, get a win in game two, and we'll worry about game three tomorrow.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
All right, guys, have a great morning.
All right, man, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.